What's up, y'all? It is Mike of iWatchMike.com. Welcome to another episode of Talking Arrow, now available on iTunes and, of course, audioboom.com. It's time to talk about another episode, people. Yep, we're going to be talking about the episode Thanksgiving that aired on 11/23, Thursday on the CW. But alongside of me is nobody but across the pond, Miss Anna B. You can follow her on Instagram and Twitter, Traveler15. She's a big fan, and she's going to do her – or give her thoughts on the episode. And then, of course, I'm going to chime in afterwards. We weren't able to hook up because I'm in the States and she's in Australia. So this is the best way we can do it because we're two fans of the show. So, let me scoot this over here and get her little thought process right here. And here she is, Miss Anna B.
A happy Thanksgiving to all in America.
Thank you.
From me, from Anna B. And this week's episode of Arrow is entitled Thanksgiving as well, where we learn that the team are thankful for each other and the people in their lives. It actually begins with Oliver being arrested by the FBI agent Watson, who has it in for Oliver at a food drive front of the public and his son William.
I don't like her.
Oliver is lucky to get out on bail, only thanks to Felicity with the money from Curtis's and her startup agent investors.
He took his money.
No doubt this is going to cause problems between her and Curtis.
Yep.
Down in further in the episode, because Curtis is not happy about things, how Felicity's been running the new company.
She's doing it all
with
herself.
The name of it.
Yeah.
And when Felicity finds out that he's been experimenting on Dig with one of their treatments for his nerve damaged arm, she's not happy either. But we will see as time goes by that the two of them make up and everything will be fine between the two of them. Because it's Thanksgiving. Okay, so this episode really does focus. We have Cade and James back, who's teamed up again with Black Siren,
yeah.
Who has planted a bomb at the Billy Joel concert.
She's hot.
Oliver's got to try and stop it as the mayor because he can't be the Green Arrow. Because we find that on a mission that Dig gets hurt and lands himself in hospital, so he can't be out there with Agent Watson looking over his shoulder.
Nope.
And poor Dig, he learns that the illegal steroid that he was taking has actually done more damage to his arm and now he's more at risk of being paralyzed. It's actually funny this episode because it's usually Dig that's disappointed with Oliver, but it's role reversal this time with Oliver disappointed in him because he's risked the team when he finds out about the damage he's had to his arm all this time. So with Cade and James planting with this bomb, Oliver decides that on a temporary measure, he'll take up the reins and be the Green Arrow again. Unfortunately, to do this, he has to lie to William.
Yes.
And he's promised him that he's never going to take up that life again. I don't know how he's going to do it. But as we see, this was all the lure of Cade and James to get the Green Arrow to come out to talk to him. And he's got more things planned for this season. But good news is Oliver and Dig did patch up their little spat. And Oliver has once again handed the reins over to Dig, who gracefully wants to take over and be the Green Arrow. So it'd be interesting to see how that all takes down the track. And we do end this episode with a comatose Thea, who wakes up from her coma, and in which we think the Lazarus Pit has something to do with this. So we see William, Oliver and Felicity having a Thanksgiving dinner with Thea in a hospital bed where Oliver gives thanks for all he has in his life. So that was it. It was quite a good episode, I thought. Just a lot of action as usual. It was very tame in some ways, I thought, but it was nice that they all got back together and were thankful for everything. And I hope you've all had a wonderful Thanksgiving.
Thank you very much, Miss Anna B. You can follow her on Twitter and Instagram, Traveler15. Make sure you check her out. It's obvious, people, that she did like this episode better than the last two. We'll just call them the Slade episodes because she's not a fan of Slade. If there's no Felicity smooching with Oliver, she's not a fan of him. Thanksgiving episode for me. You heard me. I'm not a fan of the FBI chick. Don't like her. Black Siren. Anna B will tell you, I definitely like Laurel's evil twin better. She's hot and she whoops ass. So kudos to that. So Black Siren. And then she just – this episode, she just definitely took over. She didn't take people's shit. I don't know. I like Black Siren. Totally agree with Anna B. The action was great in the episode. I thought Oliver – I don't know about you guys, but I thought Oliver was being a dick, a little too much of a dick, especially all the crap that he's done in the past. I get that he put the team but, you know, he was being the arrow, and he was taking a drug that was kind of helping him later on. And I don't know. I just think that whole thing was just a little – I think Oliver was being a little overdramatic personally. But, of course, we do see an Oliver fashion come in, and he apologizes, and they're like BFFs all over again. So that was good to see that. I didn't think that was going to last that long. And I was super glad that Oliver got back into the Arrow suit because Diggs, I love him to death, but he's not Arrow. Billy Joel concert. That seemed like some real live footage there. It was cool to see some Billy Joe there. And let's see what else. The super hacker. There is some kind of revenge going on. What he has planned, I think me and Anna are kind of curious to see what's going to happen with that. Probably the best part, Theo waking up. Yes! Thank God. Because it just sucked seeing her laying in the bed because she just whoops ass also. And she could definitely be helping out Oliver during this time, you know, so I'm glad. And, you know, Oliver does lie to his son, William. Yep, and William's not stupid. William's like, wait a second, Mr. Diggs. You're supposed to be the Arrow, but you were here. Who was there? And then Oliver's like, let's go now. So Oliver, he's going to get into some trouble with William. You know what? I think I enjoyed the episode more than Anna B. Sorry, Anna. So, yeah. And I said it. I don't know which episode I said it. I think I said it in the Flash. I can't remember. Maybe it was one of the – I don't know. I think I said it in the Flash. Anna B and I have been watching the Crisis on Earth X – whatchamacallit? Well, I'm not going to lie. I didn't watch the Supergirl episode. I tried Supergirl before in the past. And I just can't get into it. So I did watch the Arrow Crisis, the four-episode crossover kind of thing. And then I'm right now watching the Flash one. I didn't watch the Legends one. But the cool thing is Anna B has watched all four. So, I think sometime this weekend she's going to do a little something. So somehow we'll put it together and we'll get it up. So I'll only have thoughts on two of the episodes, the Arrow and the Flash. The other two, I'm not, I tried Legends too. And I like some of the cast. It's just the whole time traveling stuff. And it just doesn't work for me. So that's about it, people. If you want to check out more, search Talking Arrow on iTunes and audioboom.com. Anna B is on, Instagram, Twitter, Traveler15. iWatchMike.com is mine, and all my stuff's there. Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, all that good stuff. So everybody have a great weekend, and we'll be back soon, and we'll talk more of the Arrow. Talking Arrow, of course. Have a great weekend, people. Bye-bye.